This is the Don and Mike Show.
If it ain't Charlie Moneybags, the big philanthropist. How do you do?
What you talking about, Paul?
I'm talking about the underprivileged children's drive.
Oh, they collected for that at school, Paul.
Oh, I know they did. And when they called your name, you gave the large, generous amount of 3 cents. My, that is big of you, Diamond Jim.
Did I give them too much, Paul?
Too much?
I could ask them to give back 2 cents.
Look here. We better talk about this thing. Now, look here, Opie. You can't give a little bitty piddling amount like 3 cents to a worthy cause like the underprivileged children's drive. I was reading here just the other day where there's somewhere like 400 needy boys in this county alone, or 1.5 boys per square mile.
There is?
There sure is.
I never seen one, Paul.
Never seen one what?
A half a boy.
Well, it's not really a half a boy. It's a ratio.
Horatio who?
Not Horatio, a ratio. It's mathematics. Arithmetic. Look, now, Opie, just forget that part of it. Forget the part about the hack boy.
It's pretty hard to forget a thing like that, Paul.
Well, try.
Or Horatio. The Don and Mike
Show. Never a chore. The Don and Mike Show.
Sure, boy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, we'll speak with some animation in our voices right now. We're outside. Sunshine.
A beautiful 82. Day. Summer solstice, and it's already official, Don. I think it was 2 p.m. Eastern time, the summer solstice.
The first day of summer. Let's get the ambiance now. This is something we call porch setting, where Mike and I just sit and chat like two old farts.
Which we are.
Our country time lemonade. Rob is there by the road.
I was really hoping Rob would do another one of his fabulous intros.
Rob,
can you wing it a little bit?
No, actually, you just intro the music, Rob.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Nat King Cole. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll. All right, turn that off. Joe.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh at that. I'm sorry. I thought we're porch setting. We can do anything we want.
We are. He can't.
Hey, you know what? When you're sitting on the porch, though, life is easy.
Crazy creative Joe.
Life is easy. We got an invitation, you and I.
I saw that Chinese dude come up to you when we were sitting out here. What is it?
The local photography studio is having an open house tomorrow.
Great.
And if you go by, there'll be some refreshment, and you get a free portrait. What pray tell dost thou think of that?
Let me wipe with that.
Now, porch setting has turned into angry setting.
No, I would say that to you in real life. We're sitting on the porch. Some guy came by and gave you okay.
No, don't. No, because you wouldn't do that in real life. Would you wipe with it? Yes, you would.
Yeah, I would.
Give it back to me. I don't want to see that.
You know, I won't wipe outside.
I know.
Besides, I think I have black underpants on today.
Well, don't you have those on every day?
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's the thing. Look at those big floppy boobs on that woman getting out of that Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
She is wearing a bra, correct?
I'm not sure. Oh, she's got a little one. Cute little baby. That's a well-fed child. All right.
She must still be breastfeeding.
Oh, dear. You've changed your opinion, haven't you? The whole thing in one fell swoop flipped for you. It's gone from something that was an object of disgust to something that was actually hanging.
She got a six pack of beer in her hand.
Does she really?
What is a lady doing with a baby walking into a place with a six pack of beer?
I'm not sure. Maybe she's bringing the beer to us. We'll just have to wait and see.
I don't think so. We're just out here port setting.
We're seeing.
She is coming over.
Is she coming over here to us?
We're port setting. For goodness' sakes. Hi, honey. Hi. Hi there.
Hi.
Are you listening to the show?
Yes, I was listening to the show. And
oh, God bless you.
Heard about porch sitting, and I thought a sixer would make it more enjoyable.
You brought us by some Shinerbach.
Thank you. That's
how nice. What's
nice
the baby's name?
Bonnie is the baby.
Hi, Bonnie. Oh, Bonnie shy, holds on to mama.
Laura is my name.
Don has a question for you.
Are you breastfeeding?
I was.
I knew it. Can I see?
Not outside, silly. Don't tell me this. Are people bringing us more gifts? Looks like this lady's coming down with some donuts.
It's entirely possible these are just people going among their everyday lives.
They are, because they turned away. I was looking forward to an invite to the photography studio followed by a six-pack of Scheinerbach to wash down the donuts that the other people were going to bring.
Well, ma'am, thank you for the beer.
God bless you, Laura.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
If we don't drink them, you best believe that Mr. Ardinger will enjoy them.
Thank you very much, honey. Bye-bye. See you at the photography studio.
Very good. And we have some business cards as well. Everybody seems to be in a promotional mode today. She didn't see that. Oh, my.
All I did was toss them over the edge.
I understand, Bruce.
Like the garbage that they are.
We have done Porch Setting before. Would you not agree this is the best day for Porch Setting?
Oh, yeah.
This is a sparkler. This is just absolutely gorgeous.
I wonder if Kirk is listening right now.
Captain?
No, he's this guy that, he's a handyman, Mike. He's a handyman.
Kirk?
He's done some work on my house, and he's got some, project that he started, and it's not quite done.
Are you bringing up, obviously he's on your mind, because you wouldn't have brought that name up. Is Kirk being tardy?
I'm out here just porch setting with my buddy.
Just relaxing, enjoying yourself. So nice. I wish the sun was direct. I get some sun. I get this shirt off real quick and get some sun. You know.
Anyway.
Really no reason why I can't do that anyway.
I dare you. Do you think contractors just dick people around in general because they can?
What?
Do you think... Take your shirt off. Do you think contractors just dick people around because they can?
I think in this day and age, there's so much, especially around where we live, there's so much work, there's so much going on that they can do that.
He's a good guy. I like him a lot.
I was waiting to see if that was a...
Yeah, I just feel so... Lady. I feel so pussified because it's like, I can't lift a hammer myself to do something in my own house. Oh, Kirk, please come fix this for me. He doesn't show up. I feel like I'm pussy.
There we are. This is how I sit on my front porch at night. And I sit on my front porch at night like this every single night of the week. And you know the only thing I hope for? I hope to be on Cops. I hope to be on episode of Cops.
You are effing killing me.
I really do.
Excuse me.
That's a... You know, really, but it's warm enough to sit out here with us.
I'm glad you decided to lose weight before your high school reunion.
How'd that work out for me? How did that work out for me?
Jesus Christ. You big Mo.
I am a Mo.
Look at you. With that your shirt on out here? Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Feeling good. Feeling pretty good about myself.
Yeah, we might as well be queens, really. You and I should be.
I think you're right. Well, I mean, my God, it's been a long time.
It is like we're married.
It is. Longest relationship I've had. Successful, that is. Longest successful relationship. The nice thing is, though, when you get to be this
That's
age.
Sad for you if I'm your most successful relationship, because I'm an awful person.
But yet I'm drawn to you like a moth to a flame.
And I to you.
Isn't that odd? And others are repelled by us. Oh, what a strange world. Man, oh, man, I wish I had my trunks. This is delightful. I'm suddenly feeling that breeze.
Hey, Bear. Come on over and say hi to Mike. Bear's out here.
Hey, baby.
We're just talking about Jesus, taking our shirts off.
How's it going, man?
What's happening?
How's it going? Bear didn't realize I had my shirt off until just at the last possible. Bear, try to get a grip. That's terrific. Thanks so much.
Mike's got some killer areolas, doesn't he?
Awesome. Look at him. Just biceps all over the place.
Bear, let me ask you a question. Do you think it would be, would it be piggy of me if when I colored my beard, I also colored my chest hair?
Mo.
That is a Mo question. Thank you, Barry. Thanks. He just patted me on the shoulder. I'm telling you, I got a little tingle.
What's that thing on your leg?
The thing. What? That mark?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I had my leg crossed before.
Oh.
It'll go away. Look, watch this. Here's the magic.
You're such delicate skin.
It's back to being white at all. Wait, I do not have delicate skin.
Yes, you do.
I have rhinoceros skin. I'm just not as... Let me just say I'm not as Mediterranean as you are.
It's like sitting next to a loaf of Wonder Bread, and I'm the rye bread.
Okay, Paco.
No,
okay, Paco.
I'll take that. See.
Listen, Lou Rawls. Let me just tell you this. I'm trying to do. I don't have that super. I have freckles. I'm a typical Irishman, but I don't have that total pasty thing going on. Maybe a little bit. Man, look at these guns. Want to go to the gun show? Half price. I'm goofy tired. I am goofy tired. I've gotten a great night's sleep all this week, and I'm just so exhausted. I don't know why. I really, really am. I am so silly tired.
Hey, do you think that we should, even though we're not doing your big whole birthday thing, should we get like a... have we done too much gay stuff with Matt that if we got, like, a gay exotic dancer to give him a dance for your birthday?
I'd rather have a regular exotic dancer.
Would you want Matt the Pole to be the recipient?
No, I don't want it. But I actually, it's Homo Joe. It's Homo Joe who had to come
Homo
by.
Homo Joe.
What do you think, Homo Joe? Pretty good?
You need to dye your hair, Mike.
Dye the chest hair?
Homo
really?
Joe. God, they're all showing up now.
Do you think I really need to dye my chest hair, Joe? Really? Can you use, like, regular hair coloring? I'm going to do that tonight. I got the same stuff I use on my beard, and I'm going to my... if I go to my 30-year reunion with my chest hair black, I'm going to unbutton my shirt down, like, to the navel.
There's a really good product Mike can get for that. It's called Just for Gay Men.
Hey, you're not supposed to be speaking.
Shut up, Rob.
I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Rob.
Joe, if...
Pixie.
Homo Joe, if you continue to park there, you're going to get rear-ended.
Oh, no.
How's the vegetable garden?
He can't be heard on the microphone.
Oh, all right. All right. Thanks, Joe. He's
homosexual Joseph.
He's stuttering, shifting his car. Just like.
He is saying something about being
gay. He
says,
I hear him for some reason. Matt needs to go to a gay bar.
There he goes. Homo Joe.
There he is.
Look how clean his car is. Gays are so clean. I really admire that about them.
It's lovely.
I mean, not their lifestyle. It's not clean.
It's like
but
he
I mean,
wanted his...
The cars are clean.
He wanted to stay, but he felt the vibe. Yeah. We pushed him away. Do you see how we did that?
You know, what can I say? You got so many of the jesters showing up in 1 week.
We have had a lot of jesters today. We got Dennis Murphy today, Homo Joe today, Cheryl the Big Dyke last week.
I admire that in gays.
Mm-hmm.
They're clean.
Decent.
Well, they're organized as hell. I'll tell you that, though.
And do you see what he's got? Did you notice the one homosexual accoutrement?
The thing hanging from his windshield?
It was from his
rearview mirror?
It was
the teddy bear? Teddy bear? Yeah.
It was a teddy bear. Hi.
You know what? That's a miserable, miserable group of people.
Minivan drivers?
I mean, all the people in the car, in that minivan.
Yeah,
they weren't happy. They
weren't happy.
I hate those little old-time Mercedes, the one that just went by, like a 1960s one. Because you know it's always some stuck-up prick driving it with his driving hat on.
That's new to me. That's new. You mean the vintage Mercedes?
Like did you see that one right out there, that the old one, the convertible that had the guy?
I've seen those.
You know, the whole look-at-me thing?
Man. You know, on a day like this, really hard not to hate everyone.
How about this guy?
Yeah. Did he get you straightened out?
How you doing?
Good.
Were the charges dropped? Not yet.
Now, that...
I think your wife wants her sandals back.
What are you going to do? Get us in a fight. Is that a lawman that just pulled in here? What was that blue uniform?
No, it's like a rent-a-cop. Nice Volvo station wagon, faggot.
It's going to be the same old drill one of these days again. You just
see how many environmentally correct stickers you have on the back of your car.
He's there. He goes.
Let's check him out. There. Yeah. Look at that. Hey, you really pounded. Would you get up to 28 miles an hour? Did you see him hit that thing?
You hated him as soon as he came out of the doctor's office.
You know why? He has one of those big goddamn Friends of the National Zoo thing on the back of his car.
Don't care for that.
I'm a fan of the zoo. In the morning.
The morning zoo. Yeah, baby.
The people with fawns on their car.
I like the Capitol Morning Zoo.
They are like the people that have the public TV things. I became unplugged. I can't hear nothing.
Is that a mole?
Where? On my leg? Yeah.
Have you had that looked at?
I look at it every day.
No, that looks like it's a little discolored. That I would have somebody look at that.
Well, you look at it.
I'm looking at it. It looks like it's
look
a
roll,
and it looks a little big. Yeah, that. And then his teeth were driven into the back of his head. There he goes.
Tell you what, that mole's not as big as your areola.
Watch this.
Okay, you do that thing, you make your boobs move.
Yeah, my gelatinous boobs. My man's ear.
When you see someone with, like, the Friends of the Zoo or the supporting NPR sticker on their car, and if they're driving a Volvo, you know, they're nothing but trouble. Nothing but trouble. Hey, pal, why did you
just hit my... That's a lady.
Why don't you just hit my car? Seriously. How many spots are open next to my goddamn car? Two spots. Look how close that guy came.
It's a lady. It's a lady. It's a young girl.
Well, get out of my mind.
Get in.
My love for you is way out of line.
Oh, dear.
Better run, girl.
Looks like another car is coming.
Much too young, girl. Yeah, I know. This is real tricky, isn't it? Look at this. Now, hold on a second. Can you park any closer to my car?
She is right between the lines.
Seriously.
She's perfectly between the lines.
No, look what she's done now. She's going to back it up again.
Oh. Oh,
look at that.
Oh, I'm getting
Hey! look at how close she is to hitting the back of my car. I'm serious as a heart attack about this. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 open spots.
But do you know why she...
Why does she have to park so close to my car with all of these spots that are open? She can't even do it right. She's almost driven over the curb 3 or 4 times. Look at that. Did you see that?
We're not faking this. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not faking this.
The car keeps rolling forward. Oh, hey, Mandy Moore's here.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she is the Asian Mandy Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hold on. Now, the lady that's parked so close to my car has just opened her door.
And shut it again.
And shut it again.
Like something's going on.
Seriously.
You're kissing that left line a little bit, don't you think?
I am? Please, sir, look at how I'm...
sir.
Look at how I'm parked.
Sir!
I am parked in such a way as I am totally being accommodating to the person next to me. Mm-hmm. If the person next to me moves 6 inches closer to their left, they're fine. If she backs straight out, she's going to run right into the front end of my car.
She is.
I'm going to have to go tell her that's a reserved spot.
All right, I'll wait here.
If I tell her that you're the landlord, will you stand up?
Yes. Yeah, I will.
I mean, that's just very nervous to me. Very nervous, Mike.
Now another guy's backing out. Beware.
I see him.
All right.
Another nerdmobile. Seriously. Hi there. Hi. Hi. Can I talk to you for a second? Hi there. Oh, is that your car alarm? Hi. I'm on CBS Radio, and the landlord of the building is sitting right up there. You see him up there?
Hi.
This is a reserved spot.
Hello.
Can you move to any of the other spots, please?
Yes, but I don't see any markings.
We're repainting them.
We're repainting them.
I think you're just pulling a trick on me.
I want to tell her the truth. You're worried she's going to hit your car.
Okay, the truth is really, you see this car next to you? If you get out, you're about 6 inches away from my front end. I'd really feel more comfortable if you park somewhere else.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
You want to back it out? You're fine here. I'm just standing behind her now. You're fine. You got plenty of room. Hey, it's working.
Is she going to move?
She put the seatbelt on.
Oh, good, good. Okay. Hey, you know what? If she comes over here, I'm going to go nuts. She's going to come right over here.
To talk to you, the manager of the building, without your shirt on.
The landlord.
She's on the phone now with someone.
Oh, dear. This could get ugly. This could get... She's, you know who she's on the phone with? Montgomery County Police.
Is she getting her? Hold on. Sure, she's getting out of the car.
She's on
no,
the phone.
No, 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 no. No, look at this. Way too close. way too close. Look at this. You back out, you're going to hit me. Why don't you take that spot or that spot?
That's in the shade. It's more in the shade.
I know, but look at there's that spot. That spot.
Here's the this is someone.
Hold on.
Just promise you won't hit me.
Will you promise you won't hit my car?
What is this? Please leave me alone.
I'm sorry. Well, would you talk to the landlord? You see the man without his shirt on?
We're just having fun. We're just having a little fun.
We're doing a radio show here, and we're sitting outside on the porch, and I couldn't help but noticing that as you were pulling into the spot, you're very dangerously getting close to my car.
Your car is very dangerously angled.
Yeah, see, I told you that.
Why don't you come over here with me? I happen to work here every day. I'll show you how this parking space is set out, honey. You see, this space itself is kind of at a jaunty angle. So what you want to do here, if you're someone who parks here every day, is kind of park your car at the same jaunty angle.
Fine, I'll know next time. Thanks.
You will.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, excuse me.
I like you. I like you.
Good job.
You got attitude with a capital A.
Good job. That was a compliment. That was a compliment.
That's a compliment, honey.
That was a compliment.
Which community?
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying it.
Which community college do you go to?
I hope you are enjoying our last broadcast at our lovely home at 14.
Oh, come on, Mike. Come on. She's close to my car.
She is. She won't hit it now, though.
She probably
guarantee
will.
You that. You'll just have a big key mark along the side of it.
No, it'll be like Damone's car. Little D.
Little D.
And I'll little get D a on piece of side. Cardboard to put it on the side of my AMC Gremlin.
Little D.
This is a treacherous parking lot anyway.
You know what? What is it about these parking spaces? You can't. They're different. They're at a weird angle. All of them are. It's not right. How did I do playing the role of the landlord, though? Did you notice my arm jiggle when I stood up and waved? Say this. I'm starting to get Sicilian widow arms. You notice that? And I got to start hitting the weights. This is where you see the age, right? See,
look at this GMC.
Look at the way he's zinging. Look at how perfect a job that was.
You know, I got to just tell this guy.
That is a flawless parking
job.
That's
how you do it.
I can't go into the spaces.
Avril Lavigne, in her Honda, wants to get 1 inch away from my car.
She'll go straight out though. She's angled. She'll be okay. She'll be watching it carefully. That was a magnificent. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was one move.
Well, it was a man driving that car.
Here's the thing, though. I've done that before, and then rethought it because these spaces are so odd. Very odd. What was that alarm that went off? That the car alarm?
It was her car.
Wow, it scared me. Don't hurt me.
She was pasty, too.
What, like me?
No, no one's as pasty as you, Powder.
I am not that white, am I? Yeah, I am. Especially in the upper arm. It's not pasty. It's more like just a kind of a...
This is too weird sitting with you without your shirt on.
I am so comfortable, though. God, I wish I could do this every day. Wish we could set a studio out, a hard line out here. Oh, my. Oh, my. What a gorgeous day.
No dick with our parking spots, I tell you that.
Well, that's
one. How many pairs of shoes do you have at the back of your car?
A lot. Those are mostly golf shoes. Those are 1, 2, 3 pairs of golf shoes that you see. That's my golf car. That's it. Is that Travis? That was a fantastic parking job.
Nice job of parking, my brother.
That was, you did that in one shot.
Nice job.
And believe me, we work here. Every day we see this. That was fantastic.
Beautiful parking.
Outstanding job.
You see Alanis Morissette in the doctor's office telling her to watch her car.
Isn't that ironic?
Don't you think?
Hey, I have a question. The building over here. Mm-hmm. Are they ever going to finish it? Are we going to have tenants? Are we going to have people?
The apartment buildings?
Yeah, because like a lot of them aren't occupied because they're renovating them. Are they going to finish it? We were speculating about that the other day.
That's prime gang territory, though.
You think so?
Sure. It's like the Jeffersons, like a high rise for gangsters.
No.
But we're moving on up to the east side of Rockville.
I think it's haunted.
To that deluxe apartment in the sky.
Do you see the yellow and blue jacket or shirt that's up there? Hey, yeah. How are you? Hi, how are you?
God, look at how much bird crap is on that guy's car.
Wow, what happened to him? Like he went to the... I think I'm taking my car to the bird enema factory.
I think I read that Steve Carell said that he really did get crapped on by animals.
I love Steve Carell.
That Bruce Almighty movie.
It's what we do in America, though. We get a good thing, and we run it into the ground. It is Steve Carell, Steve Carell, Steve Carell, Steve Carell.
But, you know,
stop overexposing him.
Did we say, though, someone incredibly insightful, oh, yes, me, said he's like Jim Carrey without the Jim Carrey.
He is. He's much more lovable.
Without all the annoying Jim Carrey stuff.
Much more lovable. However, like anybody in this country, you build them up if you, I mean, God, he's a good trooper, isn't he? Because he's doing all the promotion. He's doing every goddamn thing they want him to do. Let's check this one out here. This is a woman, an older woman.
There you go. You know what she's done? She's pulled right over the middle line of two spots.
Look at that. No, look at that.
Oh, she did it.
Look at that. And bam.
Tires touching the front.
That is flawless.
Now put it into park. There you go.
That's perfect.
That's a 10.
That is a 10. That's two in a row.
America's got parking talent.
That is fantastic. Great parking job.
Hey, what is that car?
That is a PT Cruiser.
Those are out of style, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
There's a nice little, sorry about that. That's a nice little ad for them. If you happen to be driving one of those.
Analyzing cars.
If you feel a little bit better about yourself right now.
They're out of style. That's all you said, out of style. I'm sitting out of your porch setting with Donatella Versace. There's another Don and Mike regular car, a Chrysler 300. That is Travis. Is that you? Hi, Travis. Travis, are you continuing to lose weight? You are losing weight. You are continuing to lose weight. That's why I don't recognize you. Ma'am, that was a fabulous parking job.
Aces on the parking, ma'am.
We're rating parkers today.
When you go in the doctor's office and there's that uppity young woman who thinks that she's at an abortion clinic.
Oh, dear.
You tell her that did a crappy job of parking.
Oh, dear.
Nice talking to you, ma'am.
Oh, dear me. Someone's made an enemy, and she's never going to forget it.
What'd you say, Rob? Oh, dear me.
I said, oh, dear me.
That's what Rob was. Oh, dear. Dearie,
oh, dear me. Pithy this.
Well, crap. We got to go back in.
Oh.
Hit the music, Joe.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer.
All right. Turn it off. Turn it off. Hey.
I'm going to put my shirt back on.
What?
I'm going to put my shirt back on before I go indoors.
I'll just wait and watch. So I'm backwards?
No. Three guesses where I got the T-shirt.
Salvation Army?
Wrong.
Trash canister outside the studio.
Wrong number two. Last guess.
Gay men's choir.
No.
Target.
Thank you.
Of course.
Of course, yes. Always pleased when I can disappoint. If I could disappoint at least once a day, I'm happy. Here we go. This is the challenge one here.
Look at this now.
Let's see what happens.
Nope, he's going to have to back up, Mike.
Is he? Let's see. And
he pulled it in.
He's got it.
Is he going to back up?
If he backs up, he fails.
He should just stop right now, and that's
he's
a perfect part.
Well inside the left-hand lane.
Has he stopped? I believe we have a successful park.
Congratulations, sir. Lovely job.
You ever wonder what people do like when they... What's a guy doing sitting in his car now?
The guy should not spend more than 5 seconds in his car after he parks. I am out of my car. Rarely am I on the phone or anything like that. I jump right out.
The engine is off,
mm-hmm.
So it's got to be hot in there.
Women do stuff. They do all the stuff they do.
What's he doing in there?
I don't know. Excuse me. Ooh, that was a good one. Hey, you know what I'm taking?
Is it supposed to rain?
I'm taking that that poop stuff that Matt Lauer talked about.
Oh, the diet pill.
Ally. And I'm waiting. You know what I'm waiting for?
Oh, what, for the diarrhea?
Oily discharge. You know what? You know why it keeps you on a diet, though? Seriously? Do you know why? Do you know why, Don?
Why?
Because if you eat fat, like lots of fatty stuff, that's when you get the side effects. So
it makes your poops turn to water.
So that's the fear. I think it's a scam. I think it's a gimmick. I think it's a racket. But it's working because I'm eating badly. But when I go to Disneyland next week,
yeah,
and I have my first funnel cake,
it's going to come out of your
water. I'm
going to
need two pairs of pants.
Yeah.
So I'll let you know. That's what I want. That's what I want right now. The Endura RV. Hey, here comes a Rob car. And that happens to be his wife. That's Carrie Spiewak.
Ma'am, are you here to press charges? Hey, this is going to make Rob happy. His wife's showing up at work.
Can I talk?
Sure.
This is great.
Why don't you go see what your wife's doing here?
I will. Let's see if she can hold up a little more traffic. How's this parking job?
This is a great moment now, Rob. Surprised by this.
Hi, it's good to see you. What brings you here?
We were nearby.
Yeah, it's terrific. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're going to have to move this car a lot, though. Thanks a lot. See you at home. It's nice when you get a visitor, isn't it?
That was so tender. That was such a tender moment, man. That was the tenderest moment I've ever seen. What a wonderfully tender moment that was.
What's parking lot's awful full.
That Elton John song, Can You Feel the Love?
It was delightful.
I love that.
That was so sweet. You know what the best part was? When you thundered your hand on the car and smashed your hand on top of the car and said, move it along.
Simon Cowell, off you go.
Off you go now.
She was blocking. Bet she comes back.
I bet she doesn't. She got you. Listen, she's well aware of your subtle hints.
Not really.
Shame you didn't get a chance to say hello to your children,
if she
were also in the vehicle.
Don, if she was really aware of the subtle hints, she would not have stopped by in the first place. Let's see how she does. Robert was asleep.
Oh, he was?
Or he had been medicated.
Nope. Nope.
Oh, she's leaving.
She's out on the main road.
All right, love you.
And there's your daughter.
There's your daughter you didn't get a chance to say hello to.
Julia, bye-bye.
Hey, Julia, get used to that neglect.
See Julia waving at us.
It was sort of sad, wasn't it?
Wow.
That was really a touching moment.
How come Daddy made us leave?
Yeah. How come Daddy didn't even want to say hello?
The good news is all of that's over and we won't have to answer that until 7:40.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.